अष्टोत्तर स्थित श्रीमद जीवेन्द्रिय सभा चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद रुद्रा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू चैप्टर टू एंड टाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 and 10। विल रीड नेक्स्ट टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 एंड विल रिसाइट 10 टुगेदर। प्रसन्न वक्त्रम नलिनायते क्षणम कदंब किंजल कपिसंगवाससं लसन महारत्न हिरण्मयांगदं स्पुरन महारत्न किरीट कुंडलं। His mouth expresses his happiness, his eyes spread like the petals of a lotus, and his garments, yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower, are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. श्रीलक्षण कौस्तुभरत्नकंधरम् अम्लानलक्ष्म्यावनमालयाचितम् उन्निद्रहृत्पङ्कजकर्णिकालये योगेश्वरास्थापितपादपल्लवम् श्रीलक्षणं कौस्तुभरत्नकन्धरम् अम्लानलक्ष्म्यावनमालयाचितम् उन्निद्रहृत्पङ्कजकर्णिकालये योगेश्वरास्थापितपादपल्लवम् श्रीलक्षणं कौस्तुभरत्नकन्धरम् अम्लानलक्ष्म्यावनमालयाचितम् and there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. The ornaments, flowers, clothing, and all the other decorations on the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead are identical with the body of the Lord. None of them are made of material ingredients. Otherwise, there would be no chance of their decorating the body of the Lord. As such, in the Paravyoma, spiritual varieties are also distinguished from the material variegatedness. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today we are reading the description of the beauty of the super soul. Beautiful description. So it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Kapila in the third canto that Apichya Darshanam Shashvat Sarvaloka Namaskritam Santam Vaisi Kaishore Bhritya Anugraha Kataram. Apichya Darshanam Shashvat, the Lord's darshan, the Lord's form is very beautiful. And Sarvaloka Namaskritam, and he is worshipped and offered obeisances to by all the residents of all the planets in all the universes. Santam Vayasi Kaishore, he is ever youthful, but yet Bhritya Anugraha Kataram, he is always eager to bestow benedictions on his beloved devotees. The Lord is eager to bestow benedictions on his beloved devotees. That doesn't mean that Lord of course gives special attention to his devotees. That doesn't mean he is neglecting others. Today we are reading the description of super soul. It is apparent from this, from the Lord taking the form of super soul and living in the heart of every living entity, proves that the Lord is equal to everyone. Of course, he gives special attention to his devotees, just like a teacher is equal to everyone in the student, everyone in the classroom, every student. But when some student is more inquisitive, he goes to the teacher with more inquiries and doubts, teacher obviously gives a special attention to them. So similarly, the Lord, although equal to everyone, he gives special attention to his devotees. Yet he is equal to everyone because he is taking the role of a super soul. He is so equal to everyone that even if the living entity commits such abominable actions and takes the form of a worm in a stool, still the Lord accompanies that living entity, that sinful living entity, and stays right next to him in the heart of that living entity. So that is the equanimity of the Lord exhibited by his form as super soul. And Lord says, This is by default. You know, Lord says, Ethamam Prapadyante, the way you approach me, the way I reciprocate. But by default, say, if you go in some companies, you know, there are so many employees, and different employees according to their cadre are given different facilities. But in some companies, like I worked in Force Motor, some company before joining VTA. By default, everyone there got a uniform. Right from peon to, you know, big HR manager. Everyone got a uniform. So that is common to everyone. Similarly, the Lord acts as super soul to every living entity, but he gives special attention to his devotees. So we are, and Lord is such a great master that he cares so much for his parts and parcels. Like we saw, he comes as super soul. When the living entities are serving him as servants, he gives them equal enjoyment. The way he enjoys, he gives them the equal amount of enjoyment, if not more enjoyment to them. A servant sometimes experiences more pleasure than the person who is being served. In this case, the Lord. But when the living entities are with him and serving him, Lord gives them equal enjoyment. But when they leave his service and come to this material world, still the Lord accompanies them. See, no, you know, company does like this. When the employees are with them, they may give some facilities, not equal to the CEO of the company. So, but the Lord, as a Supreme Master, he gives, you know, equal facilities of enjoyment, if not more, to his servant. And even when the servant leaves his service, he accompanies that servant and stays in the heart as super soul and facilitates the fulfillment of all the desires of the living entity. That is the glory of our master. So remembering such a merciful master is the ultimate getaway from all our material miseries. It is said in Padma Purana that smartavyam satatam vishnor vismartavyo na jatujit. Smartavyam satatam vishnor, one should always remember Krishna. Vismartavyo na jatujit, one should never forget Krishna. Sarve vidhi nishedasyur, all the rules and all the prohibitions, etayurayava kankaraha, are the servants, subservants of these two prominent instructions. So, in one sense, remembrance of the Lord is the essence of all, you know, rules and regulations that we are following. Smaranam. So, as practicing devotees, our aspiration should be one day to constantly remember the Lord. And smaranam is, in one sense, it's a very simple process. So in difficult circumstances, in fact, that is the most accessible process to everyone. When we don't have the opportunity to do sravanam, we may not have somebody who can speak Krishna Katha to us. We may not have sometimes opportunity to chant also. You know, sometimes we may not be able to do archanam or vandana. We may not be able to offer eloquent prayers, or we may not be able to worship the deity also. But remembrance is something which everyone can access to. Not everybody is can hear the philosophy and understand it nicely, or not everybody can speak the philosophy nicely, or not everybody, you know, can worship the deity, avoiding all the, you know, offenses that can be committed in the, you know, process of deity worship. And one may not be able to offer eloquent prayers, but remembrance is something which everyone can do. Having said that, this remembrance, this smaranam, is not that easy. It may seem to be a simple process, it's not at all easy. It's the essence. How can somebody, one may have access to, but one should be able to do it. That ability is not so easy. To get that ability is not so easy. That's a very advanced stage. That's why Prabhupada writes, Krishna can be worshipped in mind, Krishna can be worshipped as a deity also. But worshipping the deity is done by less advanced devotees, and worshipping in the mind is done by more advanced devotees. So today we are, the theme is smaranam. We have to meditate on the form of the Lord. So we are discussing. But for us, on a practical level, for us, as Prabhupada says, smaranam is archanam for us. Smaranam is remembrance of the Lord. So if one is accustomed to thinking of the one of the infinite forms of the Lord, his mind is fixed. And that is his ultimate perfection of yoga. But the same purpose is served at our level when we worship the deity of the Lord. So the Lord's form is same whether he appears in the mind of a devotee or whether he appears as a in the form of a deity, as a stone, you know, in the form of a, you know, deities can be made of, deities can be of 8 forms: sand, clay, wood, stone, jewels, metal, paint, and mind. Out of all the 7 forms, all these 8 forms, mind is also given, but mind is the most, worshipping the, you know, form of the Lord in mind is most difficult compared to the worshipping the form of the Lord in the other different forms, sand, clay, you know, stone, and others. So Prabhupada says that, so for us, for, you know, struggling sadhakas, worshipping the deity, archanam, is equivalent to smaranam. And Prabhupada also says that for us, smaranam is kirtanam and sravanam also. So the process of meditating on the Lord, on the form of the Lord within oneself, is equivalent to the process of chanting, is equivalent to the process of glorifying the Lord, or hearing from a devotee also. So the only difference between these 2 processes, hearing is easier than smaranam. Sravanam is easier than smaranam. So in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada gives reasons that when somebody sits to think of the form of the Lord, think of, it could be form, it could be name, or it could be anything, to think of the Lord, mind gets disturbed and it gets agitated, and our meditation on the form of the Lord breaks very easily. It's very easily interrupted. But when the sound vibration enters the ear, one is forced to hear, and through the medium of that ear and hearing, that description enters the mind, and that way we are doing smaranam. So sravanam is equivalent to smaranam, in the sense that we are bringing one more organ, ear, into the picture. We are doing smaranam through the ear, through the hearing process. So, as described by, you know, Lord Kapila, let's hear the description of the form of the Lord so that we can meditate on especially the deity of the Lord. Prabhupada, before mentioning, before, you know, writing this series of verses, before giving his purports, he mentions that those who try to meditate on the form of the Lord are munis, who are less intelligent, whereas those who render actual service to the Lord are called bhakti yogis. So there are different elements of yoga. It will work renunciation, knowledge, meditation, and devotion. Bhakti yoga includes all these 5 elements. For a karma yogi, he acts at the level of work only. A jnani will come to the level of, you know, renunciation and knowledge. But bhakti yoga includes all these things, you know, including meditation. So for us, this meditating on the form of the Lord is also prescribed. And to remember, one day we have to remember, we told, if we have to remember the form of the Lord, we should know the description of the form of the Lord, as described by the acharyas. Here Kapila Muni is describing, it's like we do aarti to the deity. We start at the lotus feet of the Lord, we slowly meditate on the different limbs of the deity and slowly reach to the lotus feet, and then we come back from the lotus face to the lotus feet. Completes one circle, like that we do different circles, several circles. So in most of the descriptions of the forms of the Lord, you know, the whoever is describing, whether it be Kapila or someone else, Kardam Muni or someone else, they start from the lotus feet of the Lord and slowly describe the different limbs of the Lord and reaches the lotus face. So today to complete this half circle, I'll take the description from the Kapila Muni. And to do the reverse circle, you know, second half of the circle, I'm planning to take the, if time permits, I'm planning to take the description from Rudra Gita, as described by Lord Shiva, the form of the Lord described by Lord Shiva. Because, so for some reason, Shiva starts describing the form of the Lord from his face, and then he ends at the lotus feet, for some reason. So, but all other descriptions are from face, lotus feet to face. So, let's start with Kapila's description, starting from the lotus feet. Sanchintayet bhagavatas charana ravindam vajrankusadvajasaroruhalanchanadhyam uttungarangavilasan nakhachakravala jyotsnabhirahatamahadhrudayandhakaram sanchintayet bhagavatas charana ravindam. A devotee should meditate, Sanchintayet should meditate on the Bhagavatas Charanaravindam, on the lotus feet of Bhagavan, Lord. And on the lotus feet, Vajra, the thunderbolt, Ankusha, gourd, which they use to drive elephants, Dhvaja, a banner, Sarvaruha, a lotus, Lanchanadyam. All these auspicious marks are there on the lotus feet of the Lord. Uttunga Rakta Vilasan Nakha Chakravala. Chakravala is the brilliance, is the circle of a moon. Jyotsnalibir, the splendor of the circle of moon is emanated and it is so pleasing. So, the lotus feet of the Lord has nails. They emanate the, you know, splendor, they emanate such effulgence that they are equivalent to the, they are compared to the splendor of the circle of the moon. So, when that, when we are exposed to that light emanating from the toenails of the Lord, Ahata Mahat Hridayandhakaram, the andhakar, the darkness which is there in our heart, thick darkness, Mahat Hridayandhakaram, the thick darkness which is there in our heart, Ahat, is dispelled, completely dispelled. So when we take darshan of the Lord, when we are meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, we should expose ourselves to the effulgence emanated from the toenails of the Lord so that our, so that the darkness of our heart is dispelled. Then the lotus feet of the Lord is described in various ways by various people. So in this series, this Kapil Muni spends, you know, gives, you know, verses describing different limbs of the Lord. In one verse he describes 2-3 limbs like that, but on lotus feet he spends 3 verses. Yatsauca nishruta sarit pravarodakena tirthena murdhyadikritena shivasivobhut dhyatuh manasyamalashilani srushtavajram dhyayechiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. Yatsauca nishruta sarit pravarodakena, pravarodakena is the Ganges water flow. Shivasivobhut, Lord Shiva is said to be all auspicious. Shivabhut, the all-auspicious Lord Shiva, becomes all the more auspicious because he bears the Ganges water which washed the lotus feet of the Lord on his head. Dhyatuh mana shamala shayila nisrushta vajram. One should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, you know, whose charanamrit could purify even the all-auspicious Shiva. And what happens by meditating on the Lord? Shamala shayila nisrushta vajram. Vajram is thunderbolt. When the vajram, you know, goes on this mountain, the mountain is shattered. Similarly, the Lord's lotus feet are compared to vajram. They are compared to the thunderbolt. They can, you know, smash the mountain of the sins that one can commit. So when dhyayet chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam, so one should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, which can shatter completely the mountain of sin that we can commit for a long time, chiram, for a long time. Then, after meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, one should meditate on the activities of Mother Lakshmi. Mother Lakshmi is always massaging the lotus feet of the Lord there. Janudvayam jala jalo chanaya jananya lakshmyakhilasya suravanditaya vidhatu urvornidhaya karapallava rochishayat samlalitam hruti vibhora bhavasya kuryat. Janudvayam is the two, you know, thighs, the portions of the Lord till his knees. Jalajalochanaya jananya, jananya vidhatu. The, you know, Mother Lakshmi is jananya, is mother. Of whom? Vidhatu, of Brahma. How did she become mother? She became mother just by being the wife of Narayana, not by giving birth to Brahma. Lord Narayana gave birth to Brahma and Mother Lakshmi is the wife of Narayana, so she became the mother of Brahma. So she is mother of Brahma. Jananya Vidhatu, Suravandhitaya, all the demigods are worshipping Mother Lakshmi. But what is she engaged in? She is engaged in massaging the lotus feet of the Lord and lotus thighs of the Lord all the time. Urvar Nidhaya Karapallava Rochishayat, which has a lustrous finger, she is massaging the Lord's lotus feet. So one should meditate on the activities of Mother Lakshmi. Then, after meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord and meditating on the activities of Mother Lakshmi, who is serving the lotus feet, one should fix the mind on the thighs of the Lord. These thighs of the Lord are the storehouse of all energy. They are whitish blue. Their luster is like a linseed flower. I don't know what is this linseed flower. Whatever. They appear most graceful when they are carried on the back of Garuda. When the Lord is standing on Garuda and when he is traveling, these thighs appear very graceful. And the Lord has rounded hips. Next item. And these rounded hips are encircled by a girdle, you know, sparklingly beautiful yellowish cloth. And on top of it, there is this belt also. Actually, the Lord has all six opulences in full. We are discussing about the beauty. Within this beauty, we are also discussing about his opulence of wealth also. He is the most wealthiest man. Such costly ornaments, such costly, you know, cloth. He is the husband of Lakshmi, you know, himself. But still, it is his humility, his another renunciation, another opulence which is renunciation. He comes, he descends in the form of a deity and accepts the simple offerings. What are our offerings compared to what he is wearing there? On Nityanandra Yadashi day, we didn't have a new dress for Gauranithai. What we did is, myself and Anupangaram Prabhu, we just took a velvet, you know, cloth. We have a new cloth. We just cut it as the size of dhoti and we offered it to Nityanandra Prabhu. So, this is, we could offer like that. And Lord descends into the form of deity and accepts that simple worship by devotees also, although he is the master of all opulences. Then one should meditate on the navel of the Lord. It is the center of his, it is in the center of his abdomen, and it is the foundation of entire universe. The lotus, you know, springs out from his lotus navel, and all the planetary systems are around it, and the Brahma, the creator, sits in that lotus navel. It is the residence of Brahma. And then one should meditate upon the nipples of the Lord. They resemble a pair of most exquisite emeralds. And they appear whitish because the Lord wears a beautiful white, milk-white pearl necklace. So the nipples also appear whitish because of that, because of their effulgence. Then one should meditate upon the chest of the Lord. This chest of the Lord is the residence, is the abode of Mother Lakshmi. And it is the source of all transcendental pleasure for one who sees the chest, or one who, you know, it's full satisfaction for the eyes, and it gives full satisfaction for the mind also. Then one should slowly get into the neck of the Lord. And Lord, on the, around the neck, Lord wears a Kaustubha jewel. The beauty of the Kaustubha jewel is enhanced by the beauty of the neck of the Lord. Then one should meditate upon the Lord's four arms. You know, it is the source of all powers of the demigods who can control various you know, functions of this material nature. One should meditate on the four arms of the Lord. Then one should meditate upon the polished ornaments of the Lord, which are like all the more glittering because this Mandara mountain, you know, it's like polished when the Lord took the form of Kurma. It polished the ornaments of the Lord, and they're more, their glittering is increased. And one should meditate on the chakra of the Lord, which has 1,000 spokes and a dazzling luster. Then one should meditate upon the conch of the Lord, which looks like a swan in the lotus-like hand of the Lord. Then comes the description. As we are describing, you know, the form of the Lord, here comes the importance of devotees. How much value that the Lord gives to the devotees. Where does the Lord keep the devotees? Kaumodakim bhagavato daitam smareta Digdhamarati Bhatasho Anitakarta Mena Mala Madhuvrata Varu Dhagiro Pakushtam Chaityasya Tattva Mamalam Manimasya Kanthe. This verse describes that there are two kinds of living entities in this world. One type is Arati, one type is Amala. This Arati, Digdham Arati Bhatasho Anitakarta Mena. This Arati living entities are those who are averse to the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord. So, the Lord holds in one of his hands holds a gada, club, kaumodaki. With that kaumodaki, he punishes these arati people, arati living entities. So, the Lord's gada is always tainted with the blood of those demons, these arati living entities. and the Lord. That comes the description of the next element of object of our meditation is club. Then Lord wears a pearl necklace, which is milk white, as the description comes in the previous verses also. Lord wears around his neck a pearl necklace, and the other type of living entities, which are Amala living entities, who have pure consciousness. So this pearl necklace around the neck of the Lord represents those pure living entities. That is the position that the Lord gives to their devotees, to his devotees. He keeps them around his neck, very close to his heart. That is the position that the Lord is giving to the devotees. So one should meditate on the club of the devotees that punishes the demons, and one should meditate on the pearl necklace of the Lord, which represents the pure living entities, pure devotees of the Lord. And the description of the garland of the Lord also comes. The garland of the Lord, Mala Madhuvrata Varudha Giropakushtam. The garland of the Lord is always fresh. In the spiritual world, whether the flower remains on the tree or whether the flower is plucked and offered to the Lord, it always remains fresh. So that fresh flower attracts a swarm of bumblebees. So one should meditate on that garland of Lord. See, here is the all these verses are just description of this form. Then one should meditate upon the countenance of the Lord, lotus-like countenance of the Lord. Then one should meditate upon the nose of the Lord. Then one should meditate on the crystal-like cheeks of the Lord, which are illuminated by the oscillating, glittering alligator-shaped earrings. The cheeks are more illuminated. Already they are bright, they are become more illuminated by this glittering. And this countenance of the Lord presents different forms in the material world out of compassion for the anxious devotees. Actually, the Lord descends for two reasons. Paritranaya sadhuna, vinasaya cha dushtutam. Of course, there is a third reason, dharma samsthapanarthaya also. The Lord descends to protect his devotees and punish, annihilate the demons, and thus re-establish the religious principles. But the main purpose of Lord's descent in any form, whether it is Rama or Narasimha or Varaha, in any form, is to protect his devotees. That is his main purpose. So annihilating the demons can be done by his Maya energy also. So because the Lord is descending in several forms for the pleasure of his devotees, to reciprocate with his devotees, devotees meditate on those forms. Lord has several forms, but devotees have some specific forms of their liking. So one should meditate on those forms of the Lord which are liked by the devotees, on which the devotees are meditating. One should not imagine a form of the Lord. One should meditate on the already existing forms of the Lord which are liked by the devotees. So then comes the beautiful description of the lotus face of the Lord. So we mentioned that meditation is not imagination. Meditation is meditating on the form of the Lord which is already existing and which is appreciated by the devotees. Yat Shri Niketa Malibhih Parisevyamanam Bhutyasvaya Kutilakuntala Vrunda Jushtam Meenadvayashriyam Adhikshipadab Janetram Dhyayen Manomayam Atandrita Ulla Sadbhru. Here, Yat Shri Niketa Malibhih Parisevyamanam. Malibhih are bumblebees. Parisevyamanam, a lotus in a lotus pond, is surrounded by black bumblebees. Similarly, the Lord's lotus face is surrounded by black curly hair, is adorned by black curly hair. When we see the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus face of the Lord resembles the lotus flower which is surrounded by bumblebees. Meenadvayashrayam adhikshipadabjanetram. Abjanetram, the Lord's eyes are like lotus petals. And Meenadvayashram Adhikshit, when the Lord, there is lotus, we described about the lotus which is surrounded by bumblebees, and lotus comes from the water, right? In the water, imagine there are two fish that are swimming, okay? So they are compared to the dancing eyebrows of the Lord. So Lord has lotus eyes and dancing eyebrows, and that face, lotus face, is surrounded by curly hair. And this scene of the lotus face of the Lord you know, will put to shame the scene of a lotus being surrounded by, you know, bumblebees and with two swarming, you know, fish around the lotus. Then tasyavalokam adhikritam krupayati ghora. This is the most, you know, sweet in the whole, you know, series of verses. Tasyavalokam adhikam krupayati ghora tapatrayopashamanaya nisrishta akshnoh. Snigdha smitanu ganitam vipula prasadam dhyayet chiram vipula bhavanaya guhaya. Tasyavalokam adhikam krupayati ghora. Then, after meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord and activities of Mother Lakshmi and thighs, rounded hips, navel, nipples, chest, neck, then forearms, polished ornaments and chakra, conch, then komodaki, then this pearl necklace, then countenance, nose, cheeks and lotus face of the Lord. One came to the lotus face. Now he has to meditate on these glances of the Lord. It's going more deeper. So one should meditate on the compassionate glances, kripaya. One should meditate on the compassionate glances that are frequently, adhikam, frequently cast by the eyes of the Lord. And what does it do to a person who is meditating on those glances? Ati ghora tapatrayopashamanaya. No, they, you know, ati ghora, most fearful tapatraya, threefold miseries. One should give them upashamana. One should soothe the threefold miseries of the Lord when one gets exposed to the loving glances of the Lord, which are frequently cast by the eyes of the Lord. Snigdha smitanu ganitam vipula prasadam. And those glances are full of grace. Dhyayat chiram vipula bhavanaya guhayam. One should meditate on those loving smiles and glances, which are filled with abundant grace. Then one should come to the smile of the Lord. Hasam hare ravanata khila loka tibra sokashru sagara visoshana matyudaram sammohana yarachitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandalam manikrute makaradhvajasya hasam hare ravanata khila loka tibra atyudaram. The Lord's hasam, Lord's smile is atyudaram, is most benevolent smile. When someone meditates on the most benevolent smile of the Lord, loka tivra shokasru sagara visoshanam. Tivra shokasru sagara visoshanam. That meditation, you know, dries up the, you know, ocean of tears that are caused by intense grief of being in this material world. One should be exposed to that beautiful smile. Then one should concentrate on the eyebrows of the Lord, Bhurumandalam. Sammohanaya makaradvajasya. Those eyebrows can even captivate the cupid. Sammohanaya makaradvajasya. Makaradvajasya is a cupid, sex god. You know, rachitam nijamaya yasya. They are manifested by his own...